I am blessed to visit many parts of this planet, and often when I sit down for a meal, I am thankful in a weird way for Christopher Columbus. Who? Well, it would have happened sooner or later, but when this Italian captain and adventurer discovered America, he ushered in one of the most profound changes in the worldwide environment since that meteor impact ended the reign of the dinosaurs 65 million years ago. The globalization of trade resulted in various food crops streaming from one part of the world to another in dizzying rapidity. While in Tanzania recently, I ended my dinner with strawberries. Strawberries! There are various species that grow wild in the northern and southern hemisphere, but not in Africa. My dessert has a fascinating history. The native strawberry of eastern North America is Fragraria virginiana. The French explorer Cartier imported this one from Quebec into France in 1534. It grew well in Brittany and was a favorite fruit of the kings. California has a wild strawberry growing along the coast. We call it the beach strawberry, Fragraria chiloensis. This exact same species also thrives in Chile, but nowhere in between. There's a bit of a mystery as to how this occurs, but it does. In 1712, a French spy surreptitiously collected 5 of the chiloensis strawberry plants at a Spanish military outpost in Chile. He brought them home, where they were planted with the other introduced variety from the New World. The plants cross-pollinated, and the resulting hybrid produced a fruit that was both large and delicious. Presto, the garden strawberry was born in the soil of France. Soon this wondrous plant spread throughout the world and now is grown nearly everywhere, including, apparently, East Africa. Yummy. This is Michael Ellis with a perspective.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio.